Governor Scott Walker and State Senator Bob Jauch checked out fire suppression drop tanks yesterday and talked with the pilots of the planes who had dropped the fluid on a wildfire.
At what point do you bring the plane in? Right away?
Right away, especially in the conditions we have now with the blowdown. That's one of the first things the incident commander of the range.
Emergency burning restrictions began today in parts of Burnett, Washburn, Polk, and Douglas counties, where a 250,000-acre area and 1 million cords of wood were blown down during a July 1st windstorm. Walker says the list of don'ts may be long, but he can shorten that list.
The simple answer is, if you've got anything that has a flame to it, the answer is no.
Extra planes, bulldozers, and crews are on standby in Siren and Solon Springs. Walker says he's satisfied they've done what they can to prepare.
Yeah, I do. We've got good partnerships both with Minnesota as well as from Canada. You've got a dramatic increase in the amount of equipment that's available for fighting fires here. But let that not be a false confidence that means that people don't need to take these restrictions seriously.
In fact, people in the blowdown area like Kim Burdick at Wild Bill's Outpost in Webster are taking this seriously.
Oh, absolutely. No smoking outside. It's dry. If it starts fire, it's gone. So, yeah.
The emergency burning restrictions will be in place until further notice, probably once things green up. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Siren.